Before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice.
We can use renewable and non-renewable energy sources to make electricity. Most of our electricity comes from power stations that use fossil fuels like coal, oil and gas. We call them non-renewable sources because they will eventually run out. Unfortunately, burning fossil fuels produces lots of greenhouse gases which cause global warming. We also use renewable energy sources like the sun, wind and water to make electricity. We can use them again and again because they cannot run out. They do not produce greenhouse gases, so they are much less harmful to the environment.
Now listen again.
We can use renewable and non-renewable energy sources to make electricity. Most of our electricity comes from power stations that use fossil fuels like coal, oil and gas. We call them non-renewable sources because they will eventually run out. Unfortunately, burning fossil fuels produces lots of greenhouse gases which cause global warming. We also use renewable energy sources like the sun, wind and water to make electricity. We can use them again and again because they cannot run out. They do not produce greenhouse gases, so they are much less harmful to the environment.
Before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice.
Around the world, there are many types of public transports. Buses, trains, subways, motorcycles, airplanes, etc. In Europe, it is very easy to get to know the country by train. In USA and Canada, people can do that too, to travel between the countries. People can say that in big cities around the world, the subway is the most public transport used because it is very fast, connecting many districts to the downtown. In Holland, people use bicycles the most. In China, Japan and India, people use bicycles much. In Britain, the bus is used in big cities such as London. There are two main of buses in London. The double red-decker bus and the single-decker bus. The places a bus go are shown on the front of the bus. Some double-decker buses have automatic doors and you pay the driver when you go in. On single-decker buses, you sometimes buy your ticket from a machine. Couches are used for travel longer distances. Bus stops are found all along the roads in London. Bus routes are identified by numbers and sometimes letters which are placed at the front, side and rear of the bus. There are also open top in buses which allow you to see the most important places of London.
Now listen again.
Around the world, there are many types of public transports. Buses, trains, subways, motorcycles, airplanes, etc. In Europe, it is very easy to get to know the country by train. In USA and Canada, people can do that too, to travel between the countries. People can say that in big cities around the world, the subway is the most public transport used because it is very fast, connecting many districts to the downtown. In Holland, people use bicycles the most. In China, Japan and India, people use bicycles much. In Britain, the bus is used in big cities such as London. There are two main of buses in London. The double red-decker bus and the single-decker bus. The places a bus go are shown on the front of the bus. Some double-decker buses have automatic doors and you pay the driver when you go in. On single-decker buses, you sometimes buy your ticket from a machine. Couches are used for travel longer distances. Bus stops are found all along the roads in London. Bus routes are identified by numbers and sometimes letters which are placed at the front, side and rear of the bus. There are also open top in buses which allow you to see the most important places of London.